Hello, everyone. I'm Catwoman.
And I'm Kimmy the Gadget Goddess. And we are
your homegirls of tech
here on the Gadget Chats podcast. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, everyone.
I hope I survived this stream. It's all right.
It's all right. Yeah. Mine is
yeah. Oh, stop the lies.
What? I don't lie up in here. I'm very truthful with my people.
I'm going to hang Cecil. Either way.
Yeah, I'm going to hang him too, but in a different way. Okay, so we're going to give a shout out to oh my God, I got the cat and I did the Cecil got it for me. He believes in me with the 18 to 135 millimeter. And I wanted to tease him for the stream, but it was like 5 minutes before we started, so I gotta play with it later. But I'm so happy.
Thank you, Cecil.
Okay, you gonna shout out the thirst bucket?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm distracted. Barry was here first. Thanks, Barry, because you was in on this stuff. Then I came in, and I think I came in on... We've said this before. We simultaneously stream on my channel and Catwoman's channel, so I went over to her channel. And spoke. Mm-hmm. Shay is in the building. LaShawn, holla at your boy, is in the building. Ooh. Oh, and then it jumped. Let's see. So then we have 20 Twin Twin. Your sister's in the chat. What's up, Mia? Sister. She told my sister. Latrell is here. Hey, Latrell, how you been? Where you been? Hey, are you Latrell. Okay? I hope you're well, sir. Dewan Boone, what's up? In the building. Yo, that Canon 90D is a star of the show today. Sean Robinson is in the building. What's good, Sean? Tech King Mike, Canon 90D. Cecil, I'm going to kill you. And I need a heads up when you're going to do these things, okay? There's a cat in the background. Hey, kitty, kitty. Bob Inverdino is in the building. Hey, how's everybody doing today? Sharky is here. Shark FinTech. If you have not gone and subbed to his channel, go check it out. Yeah. And I think... Oh, the review suite's here. It jumped again. I'm sorry. Mark! Money Mark Coleman. See, I was going to miss Mark. Sorry, Mark. The block party's here, Barry. I'm Gary Block, you and Cecil. And 504 is here. What's good? No, by no means. I am sharing in her joy, but Catwoman's on 10 right now, so I'm going to have to bring her back down to, you know, podcast status so we can make it through the podcast. So, how are you today, Catwoman?
I'm so happy. My husband believes in me. He got me the Canon 90D. Oh, hi, Anubis.
Anubis says, I want to play with the camera too. What's up, Cut Ray? So I did notice, because you asked if we wanted to talk about the one last article I sent you before I went and took my nap, but I didn't see it in the show notes. So I don't have it on my thing. But I can pull it up from what's the face, but I don't know. Are we still going to talk about it or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you send me the link while I'm pulling stuff up and moving stuff around? Like, why am I part of the block party? You know what you did.
Oh, you know what you did. Ah, let's see. So, I hope everybody in not Twitter land, and YouTube land is good. I hope all of our podcast people are great. Yeah, I'll send it to you on Messenger. We're so organized. I'm sorry.
Yeah, totally organized. So
we had our. Go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to let everyone know that if you go to gadgetchats.com, it will take you over to our anchor page, where you can actually listen to this audio only. So right as soon as we finish the podcast, the live. A show, we put it on Anchor, which goes over to Spotify,
everywhere Google else you can
podcast think of. Apple, everywhere you heart's desire, and you can listen to the audio only. Also,
we sound much better on the audio only, I will tell you.
There's something I don't know that happens after the processing that makes it sound awesome. So if you don't like the way we sound in the video, sir, you're gonna have to get down, sir.
If it helps any, which Mike knew about this purchase? Okay,
we know so many Mikes. So you could also leave us a voice message on there. You could also give us a review that helps us with discoverability so that other people can listen to the podcast as well. And that's the PSA.
Well, Sean said he want a link to the after party. I don't think we have an after party today.
No.
Gosh. Yeah, I don't. Oh, Tech King Mike said he knew nothing. Okay. Maybe I know Barry knew about it. Oh, so he's saying, there's a dispute in the chat. So I'm going to leave this alone because Mike says he knew nothing. Cecil said Tech King Mike knew. So.
Oh, okay.
Somebody's lying to me, but I'm not going to, get into all that.
Well, so what I did was, Junior told me that it was coming from FedEx, right? So I had to go take the girls to school and then pick them up from school. And then I went to go to the car wash. And then I knew I wanted to take a nap and I wanted to hop in the shower. So I wasn't going to be paying attention. What I did was I wrote out a letter to FedEx telling them, hey, I know that this is a signature required. Please leave it at the door. I have a camera recording, so it'll be proof that you left it there. Also, here's a signature from Cecil. please leave it there. And they did. So, yeah. And it was funny because he actually called right as I was getting ready for Gadget Chat. And he was like, go downstairs to get the package. And I'm like, Haley, Helena, go get the package. And he's like, no, you need to get the package. I'm like, why? He's so mad at me. Okay. He don't go for me and everything. And then he's like, did you get the package? I'm like, yeah, it's upstairs. Helena brought it upstairs. And he's like, okay, I need you to open it to make sure everything's in there. I'm like, he's always ordering oils for his hair, right?
You knew that big box with no oil for his hair.
We've had big boxes like that before. Yeah, filled with all different types of oils. So I thought it was just, oil again for his hair. And I'm like, yeah, it's behind me. And he's like, go open it, make sure it's everything that I ordered. And I opened it, and the box said Canon. And
she lost her mind. I kind of wish this was done differently. Like towards the end of the stream, she would have opened it up. Y'all would have got to enjoy it as much as I did. But people had to go and spoil it and say, hey, open it now. And then she's like, I'm gonna set it up. I'm like, no, you're not. We won't get started on time.
Yeah. This is the second time Gigi has experienced me freak out. The last time I freaked out was when she got me a Catwoman doll. And it was the Catwoman doll that I have been wanting to get, but I kept putting
off. I don't think I knew that's what you were opening though. We just happened to be on the phone.
I didn't call you and
purposely want to hear the reaction. Like, yeah, it just happened to happen that way.
And you just happened to be there when I opened up the cat at night.
Yeah. I'm always here. Yeah. Oh, Barry, if you had keyed me in on it, I would have had you on the phone so you could have heard the reaction because it was amazing.
Yeah. I'm just so happy.
Well, I just feel like we're not gonna have a podcast like this whole segment.
It means so much because it means that Cecil believes in me. Like, it just, like, that's
what I'm saying, Mark. This should have been something that took place on the podcast.
Yeah. Anubis, get out of here. You're doing too much. He just knocked him with the divider. Sir, I'm gonna open up the door so you can get out. Sorry, y'all. This is probably like
this is a professional podcast, I promise.
This is the most less rehearsed next topic podcast we've ever done. I do apologize, especially for those who are in the audio.
Yeah, because they're not getting to enjoy all of this.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, my sister said, wow, your office is clean.
Oh,
you can see. Well, no, it's clean. It is. Sharky said, Catwoman almost gave me a heart attack. I thought the Canon 90D fell. Oh, my God.
You should have heard her when she opened it. You talking about a heart attack. I was just like, what is in that box? Is it death?
I'm just, do I see floor? Yes, you do see floor. Yes, you do see floor, my sister. And soon it will travel across the land of the home. Let's get into these tech purchases. First tech purchase is from JJ. She got a case.
My case don't compare to no cameras. I don't even want to show my little raggedy case now. She got a whole camera.
This case is really important to Gigi because it's a knockoff.
Here's my little raggedy case.
Why do you love this raggedy case so much? Tell the people.
I'm not the one that loves it. LB loves it. It's an okay case. It's not, you know. Okay. It's LB was in love with the Phone Rebel case, which what is it? Everything iPhone or whatever, the guy who does YouTube and iPhone stuff, he created this case, and you can drop it off of a seventh story building and no damage to the phone. This
even
one
with that much exposure.
Yes, with that much exposure. But this is not it. The edges were thicker on it, had more of a lip on the sides. And yes, I had dropped that case many times, but this one barely has a lip on it and no camera coverage. So if you don't have camera protectors like I have, these sparkling diamond ones, it's not going to do much for you. If you hit your camera, you're going to probably bust it. But the Rebel case, I want to say, what was it, like $50-$75? And this was like, I don't remember how much I paid, 12, 13. So fraction of the cost, same kind of minimalist case. If you're into minimalist kind of cases, it feels like you're carrying a naked phone and you can't really tell there's a case on it. So
nice. If you want to get this raggedy case, you can get it on Amazon.
Oh, it's on sale right now. Oh, it's on sale. If you click, you save 20% off of the $11.99. So,
yeah.
Cheaper than I bought it. It comes in yellow, red, blue, and black.
Comes in black, blue, red, yellow. And the yellow looks like yellow. It doesn't look like gold. So,
that's they call awesome. Me mellow yellow.
And it doesn't look like a pea yellow. It looks like a
oh gosh, you and your descriptions for the podcast, you're so wonderful.
People will be wondering.
Shout out to Grandma Hates Tech. She's 80 plus one day today.
Hey, I saw her video. She was trying to cut her ice cream cake and she couldn't.
I have to go watch it, Grandma. I am behind on watching videos. I'm behind on life right now. I didn't have such a great day like Catwoman, but it brightens my spirits to see that she's happy.
I saw you having a good day.
Eh, I got my friends. They're cool.
Yeah, and check out, she got some really good gifts. I can't wait till I'm her age and I get gifts like that.
Hey. Well, she got gifts like that? Who's calling me during my podcast? No.
Their name is No?
It was just a number, you know. Somebody trying to contact me about either the car warranty, student loans, or the IRS is coming to arrest me. You know, one of those three.
Tech deals.
Yeah, I'm gonna start with that one, the one you have on the screen now, because the other one is kind of like a tech deal slash article. So
okay, yeah.
Should be deals. So I'm always trying to find y'all something.
Yeah, she's a good finder.
So these, I have to look and see what the prices are. I need to be in the show notes right now. But the price that's on the screen is not the price of what you're going to pay. These are MagSafe knockoffs, right?
Mm-hmm. Called Halo Kickstand.
Right.
This one is a $38.99, but it'll be $24.99. This one's a 2-in-1. Wait, which one? There's a Halo.
That's the kickstand. That's not the 2-in-1. The 2-in-1, I think, charges the AirPods and the phone.
Yeah. And it'll be $14.99 with the discount.
I am losing the chat here. Why is it not moving?
Check out the list in the description. Yeah, so like MagSafe ish. So the first one is gonna be $11.99 with the discount.
Yeah, that's
the second one. Yeah, is gonna be $10.79 with a discount. And that one's a charging pad. It just sits flush to the surface. And then the 2-in-1 is gonna be $14.99 with a discount. So make sure to do that one. So these are the like max safe.
And there's a code you have to put in, and the code is in the description as well. So or show notes, depending on what you're listening by or watching. But yes.
Don't know how long this deal is gonna last. So if you wanna get it, and today is the day.
Right.
Yeah. So if you're interested in getting like a MagSafe knockoff or just another wireless
charger,
2-in-1 for just $15, get it today.
Hey.
And then the next one is kind of a tech deal slash article.
Yeah, I brought this one up because it makes me think about my friends that have anxiety, right? So, you know, we all wear these wearables that tell us about exercising. Like, mine gives me my stress level, but this one is supposed to relieve some of your anxiety. I hadn't seen this before. I was like, oh, that's neat. I got an article about it. But I also saw that they were having a sale on it. Now, it's not cheap. I think it's like $350 or $349 or something crazy like that. But you get $40 off if you get it between now and the 9th. And you put in May sale. But I mean, it's a pretty, I put two articles that kind of, it's not dedicated articles just to this item, but
it's nice behind it.
Yeah. So they give you a lot of different kind of gadgets that you probably never heard of. And this is one of them, and it's supposed to relieve some of your anxiety and stress.
Yeah. And this is obviously not to replace seeing a mental health professional.
Right.
This is just something to supplement your lifestyle and to help you, you know.
This isn't a Zap Watch. This isn't a Zap Watch.
No, the Zap Watch actually kind of causes stress.
Yes.
I've tried it before.
Grandma has too. So.
Yeah, I saw her video on it. It just reminded me when I tried it. So I'll tell a quick story about the zap thing.
It's supposed to break habits, right? The zapping one.
It's supposed to break habits, yeah. It zaps you whenever you put your hand to your face. So it's supposed to help you stop nail biting or smoking, right? Also, it helps you wake up. You can program it for a lot of different things. Well, I slept with it one time, and I didn't know that I was sleeping so hard. It kept zapping me while I was sleeping, and I was having a nightmare that something was attacking me. And when I finally woke up, my whole wrist was red from it just zapping me and zapping. And I was like, I can't use this. So it's not for everyone. But
I imagine that, you know, with some of the money that people burn on just miscellaneous things, somebody might want to try this or put this on their YouTube channel or something.
Yeah,
But yeah, both articles are in the show notes as well. If you want to read up more on this, what is it called again? Apollo newbie.
Yes.
Something. Yeah. So stress relieving wearable.
Yes, a stress relieving.
There it is.
Wearable. Yep.
Cute. Now we actually get into articles.
Yeah, we're gonna get into articles. And I apologize, we're kind of like, we usually simmer through the chat and all that stuff, but I spend most of it ranting and raving, and I do apologize about that.
Well, I told you who I blame for that. I don't blame you. Cecil apologized. Let me stop. Oh, there's some people that are saying they should consider getting one. Oh, he's talking about the Zap thing.
For the quit smoking, yeah. So AirTag stocking, frighteningly easy, multiple problems identified. And
I have seen so many people talk about these AirTags, and I'm like, they just came out. You know, there's going to be that growing period of, you know, we're figuring out that there's too much access.
Yeah. And of course, they already put out an update to safeguard some of this stuff, and they're going to continue as people figure out that it can be used as a tracking device on people, not just things. But I think with everything, there is always that is doing too much, you know? But it's a human thing, right? Because we're curious, we want to know where things are, and instead of making our memories better. We're using technology to stalk our things.
Well, the older you get, you can't. Sometimes you can't improve the memory part of that.
True. Or, you know, you could put stuff where they belong and you also won't have that problem. But instead of doing that, you know, we want to remedy it with technology. And that's no judgment. You know, sometimes it's like we make things for our convenience. You know, we went from just being strictly in nature to now in civilization for convenience. And that's okay. And, you know, thanks for those who became beta testers and bought it and said what was the problem. And we just need to continue to be more vocal so that we can put safeguards and guardrails to technology. So I'm glad for those. I'm happy that people spoke up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I put two different articles in here. One's from the Washington Post.
I think also people need to realize is that it's unlike Tile and other things. Tile's like beeps, right? So you can find it, and it'll tell you where it is in the general vicinity. But the Apple AirTags pinpoints and tells you exactly where it is in your house. It's like a hot and cold type thing, right? And Samsung does the same thing as well with their smart tags. And at first it was like, wow, this is great. This is revolutionary. But it's like, once you put that bad boy on a person, it's like, oh, wait, hold on. And then also, you know, how easily it is to add it to your own. So, yeah, it's a work in progress. like I said, I'm just happy that people spoke up. There's tons of videos about that. And I'm glad that there was a lot of enthusiasm about it. And, you know, people weren't just using it and just going, oh, this is great. Yeah, you know, they're like, hey, this is how it needs to improve because privacy and safety.
Privacy.
As people in the UK like to say, privacy.
Well, I mean, I guess it's a fun and scary experiment at the same time. Because I could totally see if we were local, we would totally do this.
Yeah. Grandma Hates Tech says, sounds like she could put tags on her beer bottles. Yes, but don't forget to take the tags off before you throw away the beer. Wouldn't want you to lose it.
Yeah, the air tag is a little more expensive than the beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or it's good, like, if somebody takes your beer without you knowing, you know where it is and you can hunt them down.
And with battery life of a year, you can stalk people for a year then, huh?
Oh my God.
Yes. I'm just saying. So let me just put this in the trunk of your car. Like,
yeah.
Oh gosh.
Watch, companies are going to start putting air tags in their packages. So that way, you know when you're packing, where you're packing.
Oh yeah, if you want the express confirmation delivery special, $30 more, we, you know, track it right to your door.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can keep the AirTag.
I would pay extra for Amazon to do that, you know.
Yeah, but if it doesn't get delivered to you, then somebody got a free AirTag in your package.
Well, then I will stalk them because I know exactly where they are and I'm going to go get it.
I'm going to ditch the AirTag, of course. You know where they live, though, at that point, but yes.
Yes, so basically.
It's a gift and a curse, for real. Like,
yeah.
That's pretty amazing. Technology has come so far. Like, all the creepy movies you ever saw with stalkers and stuff, everything.
Like I said, I learned my lesson from the Animatrix and the Matrix. I believe AIs and robots should get, you know, autonomy. They are also considered sentient beings. I am your friend. Next article.
Excitement. Okay, so y'all know I'm the flippity floppity. I need a foldable phone person. But yes. I was excited about the Asus Zenfone 8 flip leaking, you know, with the pictures of the phone potential and the Snapdragon 888. Because remember, this is like, isn't this the phone after the one that won the blind camera test that nobody knew this camera, this phone had such a great camera on it? Well, the last one. So it's pretty interesting.
Yeah. And I remember you tried the Samsung A80, and that one had a flip camera. And so
anytime you can use the back camera as a front camera, and that's the same kind of effect I get from this Huawei foldable. It has one set of cameras and they're all back here. So when you want to take a selfie, it tells you to flip the phone over.
Yes.
So all my cameras are here. Well, here. And so when I turn around and take the selfie, those are the only cameras I have. Yes. So you're going to get the best picture ever.
Yes. And that's the, that's what I like when, I love that technology. But I love the S Pen more. Which is why I didn't get it. No, I'm just being honest.
Well, the 880, it was a steal. I think I got it for like $500, and I think I sold it for like $500. I hope you're okay over there. So, as Catwoman's dying over there, I'm gonna let her get herself under control. Did you drink something? Did you swallow something? What's going on?
No, the air. I'm a throat dry all of a sudden.
You don't have water?
No, I don't.
See,
I was gonna get some.
Blame Cecil. We're gonna name this episode Blame Cecil, okay?
Yeah.
Forget, you know, episode whatever the episode is. This is Blame Cecil episode, okay?
Yes. Blame.
He has ruined the podcast. Thank you, Cecil. Thanks for nothing.
We started off wrong, we gonna end wrong.
Yeah. Screw it.
I do have the Camlink teching mic.
Oh, she's prepared. She was waiting for this moment, sir.
Yes.
But sir. Let me stop. Either way. So I'm excited for the Zen phone. I won't be getting it. It doesn't fold.
I'm not getting it. It doesn't have an S Pen. But you might want it because it has 5,000 milliamp hour and a 990 hertz display.
I am a week away from my last year purchase of the, I say a week away like I'm buying it again, the Black Shark 3 Pro. I got that a week ago last year. Yes. I was looking through my old pictures. I was like, oh, I was so excited.
Sharky said, Cecil, bring your wonderful wife some H2O. If he does,
he's
that,
not here.
He's gonna have to, he's going to have to bust into the house with the truck. Bring some water.
Sharky's learning all of our dynamics. It was just like the other week he was on Barry's podcast. And I said, I'm packing. He was like, where are you going? That I go out of town. And he's like, oh, I didn't know. Starting to learn our movements. We're weird people here.
Yeah. Okay, so this one's funny. Dexter Cumberbatch sent me this.
Oh, man.
A politician was on a Zoom meeting. He changed his background.
Green screen.
Yeah, green screen background while he was driving, but you could obviously see his seatbelt. He's like looking.
Seatbelt, you know, he's looking back and forth.
And now people are like, we need to do something about this because you shouldn't be in a meeting while driving. Should we put something in law? No, leave him alone, man. He's just trying to do his job.
I enjoy this almost as much as the cat, the lawyer cat or whatever.
Yes.
Man, that was just the pandemic has brought us so much joy when it comes to stuff like this.
Yeah, stop trying to steal our joy, people. This is hilarious.
I had a hot mic in one of our Zoom meetings at work and I let a bad word slip out. So, I mean, we've all been here.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm in the position to where leave this man alone. I'm okay with it. You know how many people drive and do YouTube? Whatever. At least you could tell he's paying attention to the road. Leave this man alone.
Melissa says, oh no, baby. What you doing?
He's doing his job, baby, because they told him you can't be in here with your camera off. Okay. And he got places to be, he got things to do, and he made it to the meeting.
504 said a seatbelt in the living room, no. Yeah, they might have thought he was into some crazy freak stuff, you know, he just like to wear. How did he even think this was gonna work though? Like,
it would have been worse if he was actually driving, he didn't have a seatbelt, and the cop pulled him over. Y'all better leave this man alone, all right?
Okay, so I used to take issue with how the seatbelt would cross the girly areas here, and for the longest I tuck it under my arm, and people were like, you know, that's not legal, right? And I was like, really? I can't tuck it under my arm.
Yeah.
So I was thinking if he had tucked it under his arm, like I used to tuck it under my arm, because I still had the part across my lap. It was just under here versus over. Yeah. I was like,
but he doesn't have any girls to like really push it down, so you can't.
Well, the armpit is what holds it down, not the girls. Well, I guess mine would touch the girls.
But then you'll see like an awkward gray pit, right?
Yeah, he would look like he was sweating. I'm nervous.
You the worst. Like he like said, this man is on a mission. You
yeah,
right?
I was about to put that up too. That man is on a mission.
What you gotta do? Leave this man alone. I won't let you come for him.
So I don't know. Like when you have to be doing things at the same time in the climate we're in now, it's kind of rough. I know we can do, well, ours aren't Zoom, it's WebEx. I said Zoom, but we can do WebEx and do call-in. So you can be there via like bubble, just like you can be here via bubble. And that would have worked better for him, but he's on Zoom. So.
Hey, Cameron. She's from the crew. Hey, girl.
Yeah, I remember.
She my friend.
Oh, God.
Well, the thing is that my daughters, when they do school, there's certain classes where they have to have the camera on. It can't just be audio. So I understand the situation that this person is in. Barry said maybe he's on his way to pick up the cat in 90 feet. As Easy Computer Solutions would say, no excuses.
No excuses?
Man, no excuses. This man knew what he had to do and he did it. I.
Okay, 504 has a good point. He says gaming chairs. Look so much like car chairs nowadays. They come with seatbelts now.
They do?
I think he's being funny.
Oh, okay.
I'm in my gaming chair. Yes. At home. That could have been his excuse.
Gaming chair with seatbelt.
Oh God, stop it.
Yeah, I'm looking it up.
poor Catwoman. He is totally joking and he said he's joking.
Okay, no, there aren't. But yeah, somebody should probably believe me.
She didn't believe me. I told her he was joking. No.
Yeah,
so you don't believe in me. You're supposed to believe in me.
I'm sorry.
Look, she don't love me no more. She got her 90D.
I do love you. Even though you be exposing my background dances for you.
What?
Yeah, when we go live and then you do the super chat dances and I'm dancing and you can see me, I'm dancing for you. I'm not dancing for anybody.
Oh, I won't share those anymore. I'm sorry, sweetheart.
All right, next article, Sam Mobile put out this really cool hack that you can use your Switch controller as a camera remote shutter for your phone, specifically the Galaxy Z Fold 2. You could also use your S Pen if you have the Galaxy S21 Ultra because it's compatible with S Pens. But isn't that cool? Yeah, just follow the tutorial on there, and you know, if you wanna use that and you, and you know, can't find or don't want to buy a remote shutter thing that does via Bluetooth, you can do that.
Well, do you game enough to want to use? Oh, is it?
I have a Switch. Well, this isn't for gaming.
This is for pictures.
Yeah, for pictures. Yep. So you could chicken.
Yeah, but you could just say cheese, right?
You could. But I have an accent, so it doesn't always register when I say cheese.
You don't say it in Spanish?
I don't. It doesn't recognize it.
I'm being funny.
Why are y'all talking about watermelons in the chat? Y'all weird.
I'll tell you post stream. But I'm mad that they filtered my comment. All I said was watermelon. It was like pineapples, and they said it was probably filtered. It filtered anything that spam. So watermelon spam? Spam is mystery meat. It is not watermelon. Let me stop. Watermelon.
I don't know. I don't know. You know, sometimes robots, they get it wrong.
They get it wrong. All I said was watermelon. I'm going to go on the record and say that the filter for Periscope is racist.
Oh, what happened?
Can I say fried chicken?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm scared to type it in. It might filter it. Let me see. Fried.
Wait, what is this new filter you're talking about? I'm confused.
It's not a they're filtering my messages.
Oh, Snapchat? You said Snapchat.
No, Periscope.
Oh, Periscope.
Oh, they let fried chicken through. They just didn't let watermelon through.
Oh, okay. Well.
Oh, well, he said watermelon is racist when paired with fried chicken. I like watermelon and fried chicken and grape soda. What you trying to say? Either way. Well, fried
right,
chicken.
The last one, the last article, is the one that you sent me.
I haven't done this to my phone, and I've been meaning to, and I could have been one of the people to discover this had I done this. So
yes.
It came out a while ago that you can block Facebook from tracking you on the interwebs.
Uh-huh.
I sent you the article and I didn't pull it up myself. Isn't that garbage?
Yeah. The title of it says Facebook is now threatening iOS 14.5 users who block tracking. Here is how. Facebook using passive aggressions to push users to accept tracking. I have not turned off this tracking thing. I don't have iOS, but I'm not going to either.
You want to be tracked?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I have found some good Facebook ads from Facebook, like some things that I've actually gotten. And
well, so I can get those on Instagram. So,
yeah.
My thing is this: like, since I've started doing YouTube, I social media a lot less. So my social media is for my YouTube at this point. So the stuff that I was getting in ads, and see, I'd have to go look it up on Amazon, because I, especially if it was something I wanted to buy. I've bought some really neat kind of things that I've seen in advertisements, but I didn't buy them from the advertisement. I went on Amazon and found it.
Yeah.
Like, I have a Lyft for my laptop that I'm on now, and I saw it here. People were leaving all kind. Well, I saw it on Facebook, and people were leaving all kinds of, I'm still waiting on it. I'm still waiting on it. I said, just go on Amazon. It's on Prime. They were like, really?
So if you're on iOS and you turn this on, there'll be a little thing that says, you sure you want to take off these, you know, tracking features, help keep Facebook free of charge by keeping these ads and these tracking on and stuff. Facebook, I don't like Facebook ads. I don't like Instagram ads. I don't even like Twitter ads because I don't.
I thought you just said you did like them.
I don't like the video ads. That's what I don't like. When I click on a video and then I gotta watch an ad before.
Oh, okay. I thought you were, okay.
Now, the ads I'll be scrolling by, I don't care. I'll watch those. I'll be like, oh, cool game. Because that's how I found the game, the American Dad game.
Oh, my God. They.
It was
they got you, Catwoman. They got you.
They did. They know me.
Because what's that? Social media experiment. What's the name of that movie?
Yeah, the social media experiment.
Yeah, they got you.
But. They got me. They know me. And that's because I allowed myself to be known, okay?
You allowed yourself to get got? Is that what you're saying?
I allowed myself. I was looking to get got. I was kind of bored. I was like, I need some. I'm bored. Because I'm only on Facebook if I'm bored. Not because I'm productive, right? So,
no. Yeah, you need to stop doing that.
Leave me alone.
Mr. Catwoman, we're going to have a talk about this.
Look, that's how I soothed myself. Barry asked me a question like not long ago, like a few days ago. He was like, what is it that you do every day that helps you feel calm?
You and play with, like, them aliens. That's what you do every day.
Uh-huh. That's one of them.
But no. Means. Think of all the things. Like, I hadn't read a book in so long. All the things you could be doing while you're playing with aliens. That's why I got rid of myself.
But I'm happy. And I'm not bothering anybody, and I'm living my best life. So don't try to shame me.
I'm gonna talk to Mr. Catwoman.
I'm not hurting.
We gonna get some production out of her. I'm over here fighting for hours of sleep, and she on Facebook for fun.
I don't get to have
fun anymore.
Come join me.
Oh, I'm gonna quit my job too. Then I won't be able to do YouTubes no more.
You sound like a hater. Stop
I am.
It.
I'm totally a hater right now. Look at So her husband just said the game sure did help in the deception. See?
It did,
she was
right?
So distracted. by the aliens that she didn't know she was even getting a camera. See how bad that is?
It's not Among Us, Barry. It's American Dad Apocalypse soon.
Yeah, it's not Among Us. Lord. And she be showing, right. Like, she's a... Go ahead and hold it up for the people who actually live so they can see what this...
Okay.
Let me make She'll hold it up for me all the time. And she be like, hey, look at my aliens.
I even interrupted your stream on Tuesday and put it up. Shared my screen and everything. You were so mad.
She plays so much that they kick her out.
Yeah,
periodically.
Yeah, they banned me for an hour because... American
Dad. No, that's not... You need to show... Yeah, look at these aliens. What is going on? That is way... It's a busy screen. There's too much going on.
Yeah, it's kind of blurry. Let me... And for the people in the audio, it's... The aliens
it's
are...
It's all
the
these
Roger
different
character.
Levels. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, the aliens are the Roger character from American Dad. And he can clone himself. It's so progressive. So it doesn't matter if it's... If it's a man alien and a man alien or a woman alien or a woman alien. They're just aliens. You can clone them and then you can help protect the house from the other aliens that are trying
to. Is that house on fire over there?
Yes, there's apocalypse.
Oh my God. Yeah. LaShawn says he's confused.
It's also a strategy game, but it's a strategy that you can actually implement and win. Not only that, I have not needed to buy any points on this to get me to the level where I'm at. Like, I'm able to win by just playing. I have the option of putting $1.99 here, $9.99, but I do not need it whatsoever. So, yeah. That game doesn't look like fun. Okay. That's your opinion.
What's the name of the game again? Official Keith in Texas wants to know.
It's called American Dad Apocalypse Soon.
We got all off topic with this thing, but... Oh!
Yes. Facebook is pulling at your heartstrings. They're like, if you want us to stay free, please let us track you. I'm like, all right. I just wish I didn't have to see ads before I watched the video. I saw that on Twitter the other day and I'm like, no, I didn't want to see no ad. I just wanted to see the video.
Oh, here we go. I am so confused as to why the 90D was bought. The M50 is doing just fine. This is from her husband who just bought the camera that she's excited about. Can you hear the excitement in her voice? You didn't get to hear her when she opened the box, okay? I'd pay for that moment over and over again. I don't care how much it costs.
This is the explanation I was born to make, okay? The reason why we got the Canon 90D is because when I do his hair on Saturdays, we go live. And I have to put the camera really, really close in order for people to be able to see what I'm doing. But it's not completely leveled. And so it's at a weird angle. It starts, the autofocusing keeps messing up, right? But the Canon 90D solves all of that. I'll tell you why.
Look at what Sharky said.
This lens is an 18 to 135 millimeter, which means that it doesn't have to be that close in order to zoom in and still maintain really good quality to see me retwisting his hair. Secondly, the Canon 90D does 4K 30 frames per second and it doesn't crop in. Okay, so it doesn't make the screen smaller, so I don't have to be as far away. Thirdly, it uses the autofocus. Emily, it uses the autofocus that is really, really like fast. Like, but you can't hear it. You can't hear it, it's really good. It works with the cam link and it does autofocusing as well. It has a clean HDMI. It has everything we need to have a successful stream.
Do y'all hear how much she's put into this statement of why she needs this camera? Why is her husband even questioning it anymore? She did an essay on why she needs this camera.
I'm so happy he believes in me. So what I'm going to do is use both the Canon M50 and the 90D when I go live, so that I can do a top down of whatever product I'm talking about or whatever I'm doing. So I'll be able to do that. I'm gonna be able to do a lot of really cool things with this camera. I'm gonna push it to the limit. I'm a user of all features type of person. Yeah.
No, this is water. I'm drinking water now.
Oh, you made me thirsty. Emily Wilson said, Gigi, are those lips natural or are you?
No, this is total lipstick and gloss, ma'am. There's nothing natural about these lips.
Yes.
Besides, they're big.
Special shout out to Emily D. Baker. Happy birthday to you, girl. Woo!
Happy birthday! Congratulations on the 100K. I can't wait to see that purple hair.
I know, right? Hopefully tomorrow, everything goes well.
Now, is she going with a lavender? Or is she doing like she got to be doing lavender. That would look wonderful in her hair.
Sepien said, I never noticed Catwoman wore makeup before. Keep that Canon.
The other one's a Canon too, sir.
I'm so sad. Why did I even wear makeup? It was for you, dog. It was for you all this time. And now you notice? Oh, for shame. For shame.
Oh, for shame. He said lilac hair. Lilac works too. Oh, see, here's the thing. You can ask for that. I don't know if you're going to get it out of Catwoman.
There's so many videos on that. I'd rather find something unique that nobody knows about and do a video about that, which I will eventually. Because I like to dig in deep, as Easy likes to say. Dig all up in there.
It depends on how observant the other, the male party. My son notices changes. Like,
yeah.
No earrings, makeup, no makeup. He notices. He loves my hair now. And that's weird for him to say, oh, I really like your hair.
Cecil notices when I wear makeup. Even when it's just like, oh, he notices. Yeah, he compliments me.
I don't know. Are we?
Are we extra crispy? Yeah, Gigi looking crisp.
I lowered my light. I thought the light was blowing me out some, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Catwoman likes going deep. Yes, she does.
Yes, I do. Push it to the limit.
Yeah, this is Taurus season. You got Eric, Emily, Septian, Mike. Who else?
Cecil.
I thought Cecil.
On the 14th. Yeah.
They all on that bull-ish. Let me stop.
Because they're Tauruses.
And then you got me and Catwoman. I think we're a month apart, or is it a month and a day?
A month, exactly. Okay, so you're on August 20th and I'm on September 20th.
Yes. My husband doesn't really notice every time I wear makeup and don't wear makeup often. When I wear big lashes, he notices it a little. I can't do lashes. I'll just curl mine because it's just way too much. I'm lazy. When it comes to makeup, if I can't do it in 5 minutes, it ain't getting done. Cancer? Ex-husband was a Cancer.
Well, since we're just talking about nothing, let me show you guys
10 minutes of nothing. Here we go. Hold on to your pants, people.
This mascara that I've been using.
Oh, I thought you were going to break out the camera again and show us something.
No.
Okay, so Catwoman, we have this great debate about people. You know, she doesn't have, what is it, long lash?
I have very, very short lashes. Like, I get mascara all up on my lid all the time. So this one is supposed to be for
bottom lashes.
Yeah, but I use it on my top lashes and it's amazing, amazing. I don't really like the formula. So what I do is I combine it with the
modern day tech is mascara, a Taurus too. All the Tauruses.
The Maybelline Sky High. So I open it up.
Yes, we both love the Maybelline Sky High. We found it on Twitter.
Yes. I just take it. I just take from what's in there and then I use that because I like the formula in there. But yeah, this one is called Fine Mascara by QIC on Amazon. And it comes with two of them. Cheap. It's like less than $10. Amazing.
Chris, I hope you're doing okay. Still prayers for you and your family, sir. You're in my thoughts and prayers.
Absolutely. I know tomorrow's Friday. It's a big day for you.
Catwoman is lashing out at us, on us now.
You got it, Michael. Love pins.
Oh.
It gets on your glasses. Oh, you, that's why you need waterproof mascara. Cause water, and then so you put on the waterproof mascara, you wave, and it won't transfer onto anything.
Yeah, and it's a pain to get off, I tell you.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not a pain to get off. What I use is baby oil and a wipe, one of those wipes that you use on babies. I put the baby oil on it, and then I press it up against my eye, and I just wait for like 1 or 2 minutes, and it like deteriorates everything that's supposed to be waterproof. Like, and then you just rub it off.
I mean, anybody you want to, modern day tech said, who are you stalking with AirTags? Anybody you want to
stalk your children with it.
You know, your crazy ex can stalk you.
Mm-hmm. Or your sane ex can stalk you. They don't got to be crazy.
Hey, I knew your grandma was good people, Tech King Mike. We share a birthday and we both love the Braves. We barely won today, but we won.
Salute to grandma. Happy birthday.
Hey, Chris, we fam out these pieces, you know? I've met so many wonderful people, and I genuinely thanked Eric last night for, you know, I wouldn't know Catwoman, there would be no Gadget Chats, there would be no Kimmy on YouTube, if it wasn't for Eric. Like, that's all Eric.
Yeah.
She keeps stealing my baby
oil. Says I keep stealing his baby oil, yes.
See, I thought this whole time that you were using the same wipes I use. I have makeup remover wipes, and they're with, I have a lavender scent. My mic seems to like the lavender scent. My face smells good after I take my makeup off.
But. Nice. Yeah, I just use baby wipes. That's it.
I think I bought like a 2-pack for like $5 or $6 at the Walmart. Mm-hmm. Cause they have regular ones, and then I like the nighttime with the lavender scent.
Yeah.
I thought you use, you know, coconut oil to take makeup off too. That's like your natural way.
So can you guess what my next big purchase is going to be?
No.
I got to start early with Mr. Catwoman. It's going to be the Fold 3 with the S Pen. He going to be like that. You better work that YouTube money.
See, I don't discuss like when I'm going to make a tech purchase because Catwoman will guilt me into telling her what it is. So I just don't say anything anymore.
I live vicariously through you because I don't really buy anything.
But you don't like tech anymore. Like, well, I'm not going to say you don't like tech, but there's nothing that tickles your fancy. Like, you get your note, you're content with your note. I think you want to try the Fold because it's going to have the S Pen. If it didn't have the S Pen, you wouldn't be trying it either. So...
And probably if the new note, if a new note came out, I wouldn't even want it.
Right. You skipped notes. Like, you used to be the note queen. Like, you used to get every single one. And then you started skipping them. You're like, oh, it's not really an update.
Yeah. Yeah. I just have to be real with it. And then mostly the tech that I buy is YouTube related.
I'm going to start selling my feet pictures again, Sharky. I mean, if you're curious, you know.
Yeah. Start the OnlyFans, you know.
Only feet fans.
Yeah,
I'm a
feet fan.
But Cecil said he thinks his ears are messing up because he heard you say something about the Fold 3.
Oh, don't worry. I'll text it to him.
Oh, okay. Tech King Mike said, nah, Cecil, they working. I think I'm the only one that's on the fence about this Fold 3. I really do. Like, everybody's so excited, but
well,
everything I've heard.
Has a smaller battery and all
smaller screen. Stuff. I'm like, eh.
Why would you go backwards? I'm confused.
Yeah. I am so in love with this Huawei. Huawei.
Huawei. Man, after this, I'm going to have me a tall glass of water.
Oh, if I could share mine with you, I would, because I stay thirsty on these streams. Here you go.
Thanks.
Sheesh.
Cecil, don't snap. My eyes have been blurry now all of a sudden. Shut up. You had LASIK like less than a year ago.
Are you blacking out now that you got to spend, what, $2,000 or $3,000, you know? Well, you should be able to trade in a phone, though. Oh, she don't trade in phones. You're right.
I would trade.
Oh, you would trade that one in?
I would.
I would. Well, that's reasonable to me. If she's willing to trade her phone in, then hey, you got to give her a little bit of credit.
I was like, I'm not giving you my Note 9. No.
And I think Michael Pepper has a very valid point here. The best thing about the Fold 3 is it's going to make the Fold 2 go down in price. I don't think it's going to be lit.
I'm so jealous.
And Jay, we have talked. We're going to make arrangements with that whole, you know, because we got you, we got Alexis. But yeah, we're going to get both of y'all in here, not the same day, and do have y'all as guests on Gadget Chats.
Yeah.
I think the Fold is going to be more expensive, but I think with the trade-in, I think the 3 is going to be more expensive. I don't know if it's going to, but they're coming down on the price of the Flip. That's the rumor. The Flip is ugly, though. Have you seen the
renders? I didn't understand why it looked like that, but now I understand that it's a screen, so I'm all right with it.
It's still ugly.
I mean, yeah, it's ugly, but it's functional.
Come on, now.
We had this conversation 2 years ago. We asked everybody, would you choose aesthetics over, what's that word?
When I'm in the ballpark of $1,000, it better look good too.
I choose function over aesthetics. If it does what I needed to do, most everything that I needed to do, I will forgive the aesthetics. Now, if it doesn't do what I want it to do, but it looks pretty, then I might forgive. But I'm more of a functional kind of person than an aesthetic.
I feel heavy-headed right now. This is Cecil talking. Oh. You better get some heavy pockets, sir. But, sir! Oh, God. She's got a great husband and sponsor. Remember, somebody wanted to know who your sponsor was.
He's my sponsor.
She said, I got a great sponsor. It's like, oh, I need your sponsor. Who your sponsor? My husband. Oh.
Becky and Mike said we should seek help. What? No, I know I'm the spender in the relationship, but you are the spender in your relationship, so.
So hold on now. I'm sorry, this is off topic. I was closing out all these articles that we were just reading, and my news came up, and it says Southern chain takes aim at Bojangles chicken places in the southern states. So I was like, what's new chicken places coming down here that we haven't had before? Slim Chickens. Never heard of them.
Slim Chicken? I am confused.
Slim Chickens with an S.
Is it supposed to be diet chicken or something?
No.
Oh, okay.
Why they call it's it a chicken chain. Slim Chickens. And it's actually, go to slimchickens.com. Mm-hmm. These sandwiches look good.
So 504 said he chooses function over aesthetics.
Anybody heard of Slim Chickens?
So bear dynamics over beats. I have not heard of Slim Chickens. Aw, thanks, Emily Wilson.
It's not diet chicken, y'all. Catwoman, let's look at slimchickens.com.
Tech and Mike said that me and him march at midnight to therapy. Yes, let's go. Yeah, my mania is on 10. I'm not gonna lie.
Let's see.
Michael Pepper said it's like
I was trying to get Catwoman to pull it up, but I'm gonna pull it up since.
And then Sharky said sounds like a bad pun for Slim Pickings, but people usually don't want Slim Pickings, right? So why would you want Slim Chickens? Well, it looks good.
They don't look slim to me. That's why I said pull up the page.
Yeah, they don't look slim. They look thickums. Thickums chickens.
Look at this dessert right here, though.
Oh, my God.
In the mason jar? Yes.
Oh. So we're at the top of the hour. Thank y'all for hanging out with us today. It was kind of an unorthodox kind of stream.
I blame Cecil. I'm not taking any ownership on what goes on with this podcast here. If our numbers are down, Cecil, I'm coming for you. We had a plan of action. We were ahead of schedule today.
Yeah,
like, we've never had the podcast up that early.
Yeah.
Then we come in all discombobulated.
Junior, you're blocked.
Did you put him in time? Well,
no, I didn't. Well, with that being said, I'm Catwoman.
And I'm Kimmy the Gadget Goddess. And we are
your homegirls of tech.
Here on the Gadget Chats Podcast. Have a wonderful weekend. Tech King Mike's not streaming tonight, but LaShawn is streaming tomorrow, and Barry's streaming on Saturday, right? Or no?
No.
Okay, no stream on Saturday. I want to make sure I was right about that.
My husband is Cecil. He's streaming on Sunday.
Okay, but nobody is doing a live stream this weekend, so I'm not taking my laptop out of town. So that's all I need to know.
All right.
I might work on a video.
Yay. See you next Thursday.